And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
What it up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
I will tell you what's not up are the stock markets. Yep.
Oh, no,
those things are
Bob.
Taking a nosedive. Yeah. So
yeah, it does not look
good.
It?
Over $1.41 trillion was wiped out of the U.S. stock market today.
Oh no! It was over $3 trillion by the end.
Was it over $3 trillion?
I think it was like $2 to $3 trillion.
Hmm. I mean, you know, that's about as much as we've given to Ukraine. So, I mean, we're about at a wash right now. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not a good thing. I just think right here, 11 hours ago, this, whoever Jacob King is, I'll actually bookmark this so I can show it. He says, just in, over $3.8 trillion has now been wiped from the stock and crypto markets within the last week.
Yeah, the crypto. That was another thing too, is like, you know, a lot of people were on like the crypto train and all this stuff, like it passed 60,000, like Bitcoin passed 60,000. I remember when it was down at 30,000, people were like, You should buy this. You know, and I do think that there will be some future for Bitcoin. Like, how could there not be?
But well, yeah, because Trump's jumping on that on board with it now too. So a lot of people thinking it might have something that he's planning in the future with it.
Yeah, and I mean, he has guaranteed that there's not going to be a Fed coin or at least a federal central bank digital currency, right?
Yeah,
that's what Trump has like said. But I'm wondering, like, if he's going to utilize Bitcoin, because there's going to be a digital currency, no matter what. Because if you follow the biblical path, such as I do, there's going to be a mark of the beast system where you got to have it imprinted in you, either to buy or to sell. But nonetheless, it's just the way that the world is going. It's going down this digital currency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where everything is like, hey, just scan your phone, just scan your card. Scanning your card is kind of like a digital currency, if you think about it.
It is. Like, because, I mean, you think about it right now, we're kind of halfway in a digital currency, because once you put your money in the bank, it's gone. Like, it's just a number on a computer now.
Yeah, it's all digital. Yeah. You know, it's just in a freaking system. But what is unique about the whole, like, Bitcoin cryptocurrency is that you can't just make more. You can't just print more money.
Well, you can make more. I don't understand how all of it exactly works. Like, because I know there's Bitcoin mining, so you can create more of it. But I
think you can find more. I don't think you can create more.
Isn't that what the mining machines does, is like almost creates it? Or
I think they find it.
Oh.
Because if you, you got to look this shit up, dude, because like Bitcoin, it's like, it involves solving calculations and it's like a riddle. To get to like a piece of Bitcoin, it's like you have to solve a riddle.
Okay.
And it's like a chain, like a freaking chain of events of calculations. And then eventually you'll get to this spot where maybe there's a Bitcoin there, maybe there's not. And so you have these computers set up, like Bitcoin mining is all of these computers running these calculations just 24/7, trying to find where the Bitcoin is.
So is there a finite amount of Bitcoin then?
From my understanding, yes.
So eventually it's all going to be found.
Yep. Hmm. And once it's found, what do you do with it? Like, who will own it?
Well, I mean, whoever has it will own it.
Yeah. So it's kind of like digital gold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because it has such a large backing now, it's, you know, I keep on hearing this Everybody is losing faith in the market, right? Mm-hmm. And when you lose faith in the market, that's when people panic. They pull their money out of investments. They pull their money out of the bank. And it's about that one word, faith.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe in the money. Because if you don't, we've talked about this numerous times, money is a piece of paper. The value is intrinsic because we believe that it is worth something.
Well, yeah, like it's going to have its value until the majority of people don't believe it does anymore.
Or until our, you know, the people that we've loaned it out to that, you know, we, or at least the people that we've loaned services out to that we can't repay the debt, or we've purchased their services, we can't repay them.
Yeah.
Because the value of our dollar is shit.
Less than what we owe. Yeah.
Exactly. And so, like, once we get to that point where people will no longer want to do business with us because our they won't see our dollar as valuable, that is the problem. And I think we're getting there really fast.
Yeah, because, I mean, this isn't, like, a one-day thing so far. Like, I watched it all the end of last week, like, Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday. I think it was, like, Thursday or Friday, it was, like, down 800 points. Like, the market was down 800. Like, I think it was, like, Friday or Saturday or whatever, it was down 600 points. And then today it opens up, and it's down over 1,000. And everyone was like, fuck! They were just losing their shit.
Yeah, it was like a Black Monday event, if you think about it. You know, like, back in 1987, we had a Black Monday event. We're having another one right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's one of those things where I don't know that much about the stock market, trading, you know, what's a good signal, what's a bad signal, like what are trends to look out for. But this has been something that we have been on, it's been on our radar for a very long time, as far as like the market crashing.
Well, yeah, I've been saying like it's going to crash here. Like it's only a matter of time. Like everyone that's been talking has been saying the signs are there that it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, like, I'd be interested to get where Dave stands on this now, because he's been adamant that he doesn't think that the market will crash at all.
Well, and this is only, if it is crashing, this is only the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it's going to get to a point where it absolutely plummets.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been interesting listening to a couple of like conspiracy shows.
Yeah.
There's this one show called, his channel, his name is Donut. And he has his own channel, and he talks about the 812 or the combinations of 128 things crashing on that day, like bridge collapses on like January 28th or August 12th, like those random combinations of 812.
Okay.
And like the emergency text message, you know, that was like, hey, this is a presidential alert text message. We're just testing our EMS. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was sent out at 2:18 p.m. And I was like, dude, there might be something to this, because he's saying that like the collapse is going to happen on August 12th.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's 1 week from today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like,
yeah,
the signs are there. Like if this is the fucking crack in the wall and the dam's about to go, 1 week from today seems about right. You know?
Yeah. That's real soon.
Yeah. So I mean, we have water, but that's the thing is like, I don't know how the infrastructure is going to be impacted. Like if the stock market collapses, will we still have the infrastructure for water, sewage? Will people still be working the regular jobs, or will they just be like, fuck this, I'm not getting paid, or like the money that I'm getting paid, I can't pay my bills because now the bank, like how does that work with your bank payments? Because everything goes up, dude. And
yeah.
I heard some people talking about this today. There's like only two options. You can raise the interest rates, which will put pressure on everybody, right? Like mm-hmm. they've been doing, as far as like, if you lower interest rates, the value of the dollar goes down. But if you raise interest rates, people have to spend more to buy things.
Yeah. So either it's like way, you're doing the same thing either way.
Exactly. Well, it's worse to not even raise the interest rates. Like, that's the worst thing you could do. So right now they're going to probably raise the interest rates and everything's going to cost a fucking arm and a leg. Like, gas is probably going to be up around 10 bucks a gallon, like Trump was saying.
Mm.
You're probably going to have, I mean, fucking organic milk is 8 bucks a gallon, bro.
Right now?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I mean, that's doubled in price just within a couple of months.
Mm.
Wow. So I'm like, what is going on? Like, I was going to buy a Mountain Dew today, but it was 2 bucks. And I was like, dude, I remember when that was less than a dollar. I'm not going to fucking buy that. I'm just not going to, like, contribute to this.
Yeah, but it hasn't been less than a dollar in a long time.
Well, I know, but, like, I want to keep my sperm count low. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I do the do. You know, I don't want any more babies. So I'm just, like, trying to keep that thing low. Any mutations in the testicle? Well, actually, we got to watch out for that.
I feel like if this is, like, the precursor to crashing, I don't know if next week is like the trigger moment where it actually happens. I have no idea.
No one knows. That's
scary. I know that they were planning on doing something with interest rates in September. Like they were going to have that meeting, whether they were going to raise them or what was going on, or interest cut or something.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's the timing is kind of like there. But next week seems early to me, honestly.
It does. Yeah, so, like, that's the thing is, like, there's no, like, ifs, ands, or buts, like, when this fucking thing's going to happen. What's going on, Dave?
Yo.
What's up, dude?
Yo, we're talking about
stock panic going on right now.
Yeah.
It fucking hit hard today.
Yeah, it did.
It dropped over 1,000 today. I just read a post, somebody posted up on X. It was between Bitcoin and the stocks. It was a 3.7
something like that.
$3.2 trillion yeah. Lost.
What's the hot take, man? What did I miss?
Well, I mean, I honestly think this is probably a precursor to a crash coming.
Yeah,
because it was the same kind of. I remember that in 2008 when it crashed. It was the same kind of trend. It was a dwindle for a while. And then the whole ass came out of it and it fucking poof. Because I remember because I was working with my dad at the saw shop, and him and this guy, Jason, I didn't ever really pay attention to any of it back then. But I remember every morning they would be listening to the satellite radio and they'd just be like, fuck, another 800 fucking points this morning down. And that's kind of the same thing it's doing now. Like, from Thursday to now, it was 800, 600, and then today was over 1,000. Like, it's like a continuation.
Well, I mean, there's been speculation on, like, what is causing this. And the Japanese market kind of, they had this big crash over.
I got it right here. I thought I did.
Across the pond.
Yeah, it was like the biggest crash Japan has had in 40 years, I think it was.
Yeah, so they took a hit. You had Warren Buffett. He pulled out like half of his stake in Apple.
Yeah.
Which caused like a lot of panic because that's like billions or if not trillions of dollars, dude. And then
that's a big one.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so you have all these big power players. Yeah, there you go. Japanese stock market seeing biggest crash in nearly 40 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Kabloom. Yeah. Kabloomer. So, and then you have just a lot of people kind of making moves on the war path too. So you're saying like Trump said on a show or something today that Israel was going to be attacked by Iran tonight. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
They made that claim. Iran,
I know,
did.
There was just an Iraq attack that just happened earlier today too.
Mm.
An Iraq attack.
Sounds
like an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go to the zoo to see the Iraq attacks, you know?
It's hard to say what it is. I think the Warren Buffett thing is a big part of it because that's a lot.
Yeah, I think he had $277 billion in cash right now because of how much shit he pulled out of.
Yeah.
He's one of those power players that he can cause markets to shift just doing that one simple transaction.
Yes, and then that makes other people go, oh, shit. I need to pull, if he's doing it, I need to fucking do it. And that's why all the majority of the big tech companies, I think I read, they're all lost at least 6% of their fucking stock.
Yeah, tech and cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, the only ones that went up was the defense shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I just, I go to those bookmarks that I had. I just bookmarked that. If you go down, you will see tech versus defense stocks.
Yeah.
Yep. So Northrop Grumman, whatever, is up. Lockheed Martin is up. Halliburton is down just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's funny because like I saved this one by the Nancy Pelosi stock tracker. Stocks are getting crushed, but guess which ones aren't? The two major defense contractors, Lockheed Martin and Raytheon Technologies.
Yeah.
So that people are saying that that is speculation that war is about to happen.
Well, maybe, but I definitely think it's speculation that things are heating. And so the smart bet is for, you know, war defense kind of shit. Because, I mean, you can't look at what's going on in Israel and Iran and all these things that are happening and not put your money. You'd be dumb not to put your money there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they, doesn't to mean be fair, they did the same thing. Yeah, they did the same thing right after the October 7th attacks.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that's, I don't really find that to be like a precursor. I think we already know it's heated, and so it's obvious that those are going up.
Well, yeah, the money going into the military economy part of it, that's not really a precursor.
No.
I think everything else, getting people panic pulling and stock market. I mean, why would you pull?
That sounds like how I masturbate. Panic
pulling?
Oh, God, I got to hurry. That's one minute and counting.
That's pretty fucked up.
I got a little bit of time here.
Yeah. I got five seconds to get this shit going.
Kids are banging on the door.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm with you. I'm with you in the sense that, like, it seems like there's things that are transpiring that is scary. However, to your point, why would Warren Buffett do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the other part of it that I think is not being talked about is Kamala Harris. You know, the truth is when Donald Trump started becoming the favorite and he was up by 2 points, 3 points, whatever it was, 4 points.
Yeah.
After the assassination attempt, people were starting to bet on a Trump presidency. With a Trump presidency comes a better economy, seemingly. And so people were positive. But now, you know, because of the Kamala push over the past 2 weeks, her numbers are now up. Fake or not, they're up. You know what I'm saying? She's actually neck and neck with Trump now. And so with that swing, people are scared about her presidency, which people start pulling out money because we know her economy is not going to be great. It's not going to be great.
Dude, I heard that, you know, and I'm like, okay, maybe.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, you want to like hedge your bets and whatnot. And even what's his nose, Jim Cramer, there's a clip of him that I bookmarked. It says, well, it's a clip of him saying, if you care about your paycheck, you go with Trump.
Yeah.
And we all know Jim Cramer has a horrible track record. So I'm just saying, like, is he trying to do this on purpose?
Surrounding Harris, if you're in the stock market, if you care about your paycheck, you go with Trump. If that's what you do.
You do?
Yeah, well, he wants to cut your taxes.
Oh, he wants to cut taxes.
Your taxes. People.
Yeah, what is. Yeah,
the other guy was like so confused, like, you do?
I mean, I think that's obvious to me. Like, do you think that's not obvious? I think obvious. If you want more money, I think the Trump vote would be the more likely vote for you. Like,
I just think it's fucking hilarious, dude. I think Jim Cramer is a douchebag who always gets shit wrong.
Yeah.
And like they are on CNBC, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the market that does not want Trump, does not like Trump, talks shit about Trump. And he's like, you got to go with Trump if you care about your paycheck. And the guy's like, you do?
Like, well, I mean,
what
I think
are you talking about?
You could say everything you want about Trump in any which way, but I really don't think you can argue the fact that people at least felt like they had more money and was willing to spend more money under Trump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, to me, that's like every clock's right once, you know, or twice, whatever, in a day. And he I think this is just an obvious statement that, I don't know why that guy's shocked, because you could argue, like, Trump's a piece of shit, but, you know, we did have more
money. Well, I think he was more shocked because he was actually, like, in support of if this is a good idea, you should support Trump if you want bigger paychecks.
And you go
like,
with Trump.
Like, wait a second,
you
do. We can't do anything in favor of Trump right now.
Yeah, well, we also had a, you know, that report that came out not too long ago that showed the unemployment rates are high. And, you know, I mean, like, we just had a pretty bad report. And so,
It was like, I think it was like 60, thousand jobs, or something like that, lower than what was even anticipated.
I don't know the numbers, but what I'm saying is that report wasn't very good. And, you know, I know Trump is using that as like, look at with Kamala in office, it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But that may tie into why there's also a stock market, you know, I'm saying kind of a weird shift just because people got the report. They see Buffett, they see the whole thing starting to happen, and they're starting to get a little like, hey, I'd rather just have this money in my pocket right now. Yeah. And what's even weirder is you would think that gold, silver, and all that would go up because of this. It went down. It lost money.
Really?
Yes, it did.
Gold and silver did?
Gold and silver lost money, yes. Which is weird.
At what rate, though? Because I heard that it wasn't going down
It's not going down as fast, but it's definitely going down, which is weird because usually when there's a huge kind of a crushing like blow, mm-hmm. you see gold go up because people start, you know, investing or want to invest obviously in gold when they think the economy is crashing or that the dollar is whatever. And that also seemed to taper down, which is weird. The whole thing's kind of weird, but
yeah, I didn't see that though.
Yeah.
I heard it
on the podcast today. They were showing it. Look up the gold, silver and gold. I mean, great. Maybe you already have it up or something, but
no,
the podcast I was watching, definitely talked about it, showed it on the screen and it went down, which was a little surprising. So. Maybe that gold stock performance or.
Yeah, gold down 2%, silver down 5%.
Yeah, I mean,
this is 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's
11 hours ago. This is gold stock data.
Yeah. I mean, listen, is it as drastic? No, absolutely
not. Definitely
not. But it is weird because you would think that would actually go up. You know what I'm saying? Like that tends to go up when we have big crashy kind of things going on. So who knows?
It might over time.
Maybe.
Well, we did see the fucking military shit go up. So instead of buying gold, they're just taking it out of all this other shit and putting it there because they see a war on the horizon.
It's possible. Yeah.
I mean,
dude, especially if Trump's saying, you know, I hear that Iran is going to attack Israel tonight. People are going to be like, oh, bye.
Well, Israel came out and made that ominous statement. I don't know if you guys heard that, but.
How they're going to like.
There's going to be something happening today.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
There's going to be something big that the world's going to see. And so you know, you say that and everybody goes, oh, what's going to, you know, and will it? I don't fucking know. But
yeah,
again,
I mean,
how's that
happened yet?
Well, could that tie into the. That's what I'm saying. There's about five or six things happening at one time.
Yeah.
Which is making the stock market, when you realize those five or six things happening, you're like, oh, okay, I understand why this is happening.
Exactly, dude.
It's not. Yeah. Like a shocking drop that for no fucking reason, right?
Well, and
yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, there was a tweet that I saved that kind of like comprised everything that's happening right now. I mean, if you look at the Venezuela, England mm-hmm. kind of potential civil war, stuff that's just breaking out as far as like just disruption, civil disruption, right?
Mm-hmm.
UK, yeah.
Yeah, dude, England.
Yeah.
But like the potential for nuclear war. Like, just the fact that you have Russia saying, if you guys attack Iran, we're going to back Iran. You know, like, that fact alone is pretty worrisome because, like, the U.S. and Israel are buddy-buddy. Mm-hmm. And if they touch Iran, then Russia is going to blow fucking Israel off the map, dude. At least, like, that's the way that it seems like.
That would be, yeah, so... You know, I think that's like the thing to say that they would or possibly could. But like, again, this is why nuclear war is not like on my list of concerns. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's always going to be, I think it's a fear, you know, tactic that they use.
Yeah.
But like, it's a death sentence too, in a lot of ways, right? If Russia was to bomb Israel with a nuke, especially a nuke, you know, like every country would have to be involved. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't just be like, these countries couldn't just be like, well, maybe we'll think about it, but like they would all have to be involved and it would be a huge uprising. A huge support for Israel would come through. All these countries minus China, maybe, would come through and, it would be devastating for them. Like, and that would
be
a world war
for everybody.
It would be devastating for everybody.
Because then it would be a world war with nukes.
Yeah. It's, you know, I don't know.
Unless,
I just, I'm unless, not, I'm not
unless
feeling
for
it.
Some reason, like they would drop a nuke and blow that up and then. All of a sudden, everyone would just be more tactical about it and then go in and take them all out, but I don't see that happening. I see if a nuke gets dropped and it becomes a world fucking combat, I just see more nukes getting dropped.
I just don't believe that anybody's actually going to have a nuclear war. I don't believe it because I feel like there's how many opportunities have they had, right? It, like Russia could have done that to Ukraine.
Well, that's what the people have said. Like, it's amazing that it hasn't happened yet.
It's because no one want, they know what it means. Well, you know what I mean? Like, having the weapon, you know, having like an AR-15, right? You have it and people know you have it and they're less likely to do something. But you have it and you only have it because you can say you have it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. So I think they all want to pump their chest like, yeah, we have nukes. Remember, we
it's
have
like
nukes.
It's like that move where you like you put your finger in your jacket and you go, hey, stay still. I got a gun. don't move. I know.
It is. It is.
It doesn't look like a gun, but
at the
is.
Same time, no one really, you know, wants to use it. No, because they know if they use it, it's game over, right? And
for
so,
everybody.
For everyone. So it just, it's there. I don't see anybody. It's going to take a real maniac, like on a whim, just to do it. You know, but I just don't think they want to do that. Even Iran didn't retaliate when they got bombed. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they could have retaliated, but they didn't because they all know what this leads to, and they don't really honestly want that. I don't think they really do.
Well, I think that's the word on the street is that they're going to do something to Israel tonight for the retaliation. Killing of the president or
no, it was the leader of Hamas.
Hamas leader.
Oh, Hamas. Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, listen, how many times has the Middle East done this shit? I mean, let's be very honest. They've always made threats. They always say, and I'm not saying they have never done anything, but it's never as significant as they say it's going to be. You could argue there's a couple situations, right? Like, but it's a whole, I just don't, they're going to do something. Maybe they bomb some building. Maybe they bomb a federal building or some bullshit. Who knows? But I don't think it's going to be this grandiose, like, fireworks show. But maybe I'm wrong, man. I don't know. I just expect it to not be what we think it is or what they're trying to sell it to us as, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I just like, it's already tonight. So
yeah,
I feel like their time is running out if they're going to say something like that or they just fib in.
Why would you say it knowing that Israel is going to plan for it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. Just do, if you're,
that's because they always fucking do that. The only person that didn't fucking do that was Trump. He never would say what he was going to do, at least militarily, before he did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Israel had the plans for the Hamas attacks months before it happened. So I'm like, they have these plans of the enemy and they know exactly what they're going to do sometimes. And sometimes they let it happen, you know?
Yeah, I think that's loose. I feel like it's easy to, in hindsight, to say that, but like, you don't know what's real. You know what I'm saying? It's the same with this conversation now. Iran comes out and they say this stuff. Are they being real or legitimate? Are they actually going to do it, or is it an open threat? And you get a lot of open threats.
Yeah.
And so, and we've seen this, and I think it's easy to say, like, well, they just let it happen. But if you have information, you have to make your best judgment. Like, do you think they're capable? Is there actual some deep in knowledge that they are planning this, or you see planes on the airfield, you know that it's starting to happen? I don't know. I'm not there, so I'm not sure, like, how legitimate they take those things, you know? Like the Hamas attack on Israel, that was a pretty bizarre situation. Like people flying in on mini, like shitty helicopters and it's weird. It's a fucking weird one, right? So like maybe they're like, they have a plan to fly helicopters in here, like these little one-man piloted helicopters. Like maybe they didn't take it seriously. I have no idea.
Dude.
Or maybe they did want it to happen.
They did. I mean, there's a lot of evidence out there. Ben Swan has done a lot of investigative journalism around the events leading up to the Hamas attacks and what Israel knew, what they did, what they kind of called off and they allowed seemingly to happen.
Yeah.
So it's like they had plenty of foreknowledge as far as like Israeli soldiers coming forward. You had Israeli citizens coming forward about what they saw on the border, Hamas training. They saw like all this stuff. And then all of those plans for the Hamas attack were well known within the Israeli military.
So
are they going to do that again? I don't know.
So at that point, if they knew and knew in advance, did they just not believe it? They just not take it seriously? And then happened, and they're just, oh, shit.
No, you let it happen to gain the support around the world and to justify going in and doing what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. And Benjamin Netanyahu has come out and even said that, you know, like, before this happened, we didn't have the support to go in and, you know, take out our enemy. But now we do, pretty much.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like the girlfriend that, you know, gets beat by her husband. And then he finally gives her a black eye. And she says, now you guys can see that this is actually, like, I don't know enough about the conflict. Like, I have my opinions about it.
Yeah, you should watch that. He has like a 4 or 5 part series on it now.
Sure. I think it's
pretty fucking good.
It's such a divisive topic, right? The whole, like, do you support Israel? Do you support Hamas or Palestine, I guess is what people would say, but so, I understand that it's divisive, and I think that there's people that are obviously going to say that Israel's a pile of shit and that they are doing this all on purpose, and there's people that are saying Palestine's the pile of shit and Hamas is a pile, and it's like, okay, like, where are we actually at? Because I'm not there. Mm-hmm. I would like to think that, I know that people plan stuff or let things happen to gain more support. That's obvious. We've seen that in America. A lot of countries do it. I would like to think that you would let them get in and try to do damage and then null it all, kill all the guys and be like, see, they broke the borders. We were able to kill them, but this is what they do. And I think people would still supported it, right? Like, had they gone in
instead of just letting people die.
Yeah, I don't know that it was completely necessary to have your citizens kidnapped and all that shit, because I feel like that was enough, just having them go in and try to infiltrate. And if they would have killed them, they would have said, we're getting bombarded. I need the support of you guys because the next one's going to be bigger. And we've all been like, we got to hit me. People would have, been excited about it. But I don't know, man. Maybe I'm being naive about the situation. I just don't know. I don't know, man. I don't like Netanyahu either. But I certainly don't like Hamas and what that country is either.
No. I think they're both full of shit. I mean, I think that there's two sides that are extreme. But I mean, the evidence points to there's just a lot going on, dude. I'm not saying that Hamas is a fucking
angel.
They're fucking dirty as shit.
Yeah, they're gross.
But I'm just like, if you're cutting heads off of people, yeah, you should probably die. Let's take that out.
Well, and speaking of cutting heads off of people, also the economic guy in the Biden administration resigned today. After the market fucking did its thing. So,
like, isn't that a shocker?
That's not a fucking good look either.
Yeah, no.
Shit's going weird. Everyone's like, fuck, everything's fucking crashing. And then the guy that's supposed to be like in control and like ease everyone's minds, like, yeah, man, we got this under control. He's like, no, I'm out.
He might have been, He might have been forced to resign. Kamala,
that'd be like Fauci resigning during COVID.
Yeah.
You guys got this. I'm going to go back home.
Yeah, it's a little bit too much for me.
Ooh, it's a crazy virus.
It's hard to say. I mean, I could see Kamala forcing him to resign.
Even if it was forced, it's not a good fucking look.
Well, no, but she can come out now and say, listen, that man is responsible for all these things that are happening.
But she hasn't.
I know. Not yet.
No, yeah. Not yet.
Yeah. And so I'm just saying she could take some of that weight off of her shoulder by saying, this man fucked us and I made sure to get rid of him. We have a better younger, what I mean? It's going to be some political bullshit that you hear, coming from it. But
yeah, who is not to blame for this crash? Frankie McDonald. And if you guys don't know who Frankie McDonald is, I bookmarked his video and it's about an 8-second video and he's fully declaring he had nothing to do with the stock market crash. Okay. So don't be trying to blame Frankie McDonald. Nothing to do with it.
McDonald. Where's this at? Oh, shit. Oh, God.
I can already tell you by looking at him that he has nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. He has absolutely
nothing. I did not cause a global market stock crash at all from Frankie McDonald. Oh, man, I
did. There we go. Frankie said so.
I did not cause a global market crash from Frankie McDonald.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Can somebody please AI fucking Kamala's face on that shit where she's like, I'm Kamala Harris. I did not. I want to know the backstory to this shit. Like, what made this man feel like he was responsible?
Dude, he has 165,000 followers, 1.6 million views on that. So I feel like he's just like that guy. He puts out these funny videos.
He takes advantage of like his whole appearance and plays it. You know what I'm saying?
I did not cause global.
God damn, that's pretty good.
That was good.
That's pretty damn good.
God dang it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, very Gilbert Gottfried kind of.
God, I was going to say Gilbert Grape.
Mm. A little bit. Yeah.
Well, so Kamala Crash is trending on Twitter or X.
Kamala Crash,
I feel like this is a big, this is going to help Trump, right? Like, what more could Trump ask for than the economy crashing now?
If war tensions keep rising, and our fucking economy goes in the shitter before Trump is even, like, before the election happens, that only looks bad on Biden and Kamala.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why is it that we talk about, like, Biden's not the president? He still is the
president.
That's
true. Because we're like, no, yeah, Kamala would probably get rid of him.
No,
like,
no one's heard about him at all. Like, he's just around doing something. You know what I'm saying? But we're all, I don't know,
even
man.
Trump has said on his Truth Social that Biden is asleep.
Yeah,
he's sound asleep during this whole thing. So
he is.
He's not really leading much.
No,
you know?
She's definitely controlling this. I'll tell you this. If it continues to not,
if we get up tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and it's both down
again. If we see stagnant or decreasing, like if it's still decreasing, not really going back up to levels that are semi-normal at minimum, it's going to start helping Trump a lot. Yeah, it could just be a one-day swing. There's a chance it goes.
Well,
back
we already
up a
seen
bit.
It's already been since Wednesday that it's gone down every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and what causes a stock to kind of rebound?
Yeah,
war. You know, like
yeah, that can be
war is a solution to get out of a crash.
Yeah.
So people are saying that's why they're pumping money into the Raytheon, all these defense contractors.
Because they're desperately trying to save themselves.
Well, they're just replaying the story that they've already done in the past.
Well, you know, a lot of it is I think they know the path they're on as far as policy does not work for economy. It is the Bidenomics is not, it doesn't fucking work. So now they either have to, either it crashes or they have to do something drastic and get us into some kind of conflict to make the American people kind of try to get them to rally behind them on a situation to be able to save their asses.
Yeah, it's like the problem reaction solution. You create the problem, the crash. You present a solution, which is a digital currency.
It's the same thing. I mean, this what happened right before fucking 9/11. They came out and announced they lost track of fucking, was it $3 trillion or $5 trillion? Oh, we just fucking lost it. And then the next fucking day, 9/11 happened.
Yeah. And no one questions, where did that money go? I mean, that's happened in a subsequent audit, too. Like, they lost. And then, like, all these trillions of dollars that they just find. Oh, yeah, we found an extra trillion. You know, we audited the money that we sent to Ukraine, but we didn't send it. So we're going to send it now. You know, it's like, oh, you just all of a sudden found these billions of dollars lying around. Like, where did you find this shit?
Damn. Yeah, I definitely think that if it keeps going down, then they're going to be pushing the conflict. They're going to want people's focus on that and try to rally people around how we need to support this country, or we need to get behind this, and we need to fucking raise up and fix this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're going to need something.
Yeah. I'm not like entirely sure that the possibility of World War III is going to get people to buy into the stock market.
Well,
I don't feel like that really helps.
I don't think it's going to.
No, it's.
I don't think it's going to work
horrible.
Either.
Yeah.
But that's what they've always done in the past.
Yeah, but having, making people feel patriotic. You know, like you have the buildings collapse, and people are waving flags and they coming together. You know, and they're buying each other beers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, that's different. But, like, when World War III is, anytime that statement is brought up, in my opinion, it's a scary statement for people.
Maybe something happens here.
Possibly.
Maybe all this conflict ends up coming to our doorstep.
I don't think it fixes it. Not in this situation. I don't think war makes the stock market better. I think that they're going to try maybe other things. I have no idea.
The only reason I agree with that is because I think people are paying attention more.
Possibly, yeah. And World War III is different than just an attack from some country. You're talking about a significant thing that would scare people.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't want, they would start buying goods to make sure that they're safe and not going to the movies, not buying dinners out, you know. I just don't know that's the path that that gets us out of a hole here. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if it fixes, the stock market per se, but I think it helps direct the spending towards the war, right? Let's manufacture weapons. Let's manufacture defense. Let's manufacture, you know, ammunition. All of this manufacturing is surrounding like the steel, the freaking ballistics.
But we already
it takes
do, that. Don't we, Greg?
I don't know.
I think
I don't
do.
Know if it's as heavy as it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we spend a lot. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we spend a lot of money on it. You know, I don't.
But people will be putting their money towards it too.
I mean,
you know,
will they? Like, I just feel like the average human
people
being...
are like their stocks are going up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People are investing into their stocks right now.
Yeah, I understand that, but who? The common person? I don't think so. I don't think so either.
I think the people with the money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's not just fucking what's his name that pulled out all his
money?
Warren Buffett. It's not just Warren Buffett. Like, yeah, he pulled out a lot out of Apple and stuff, but it's all tech companies that are taking a hit right now. So
yeah,
it's a lot of people that have a lot of stocks. The big number of people are pulling stuff out.
Yeah, the people who can influence the world with their stock market selections are very few.
For sure.
And so those people will direct their fund and their spending towards the war. And will that be enough to sustain the US dollar? I don't know. Will it be enough to like sustain a crash? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know that much about that.
I don't either. This one seems different, you know, to me. That's I guess what I'm getting at. I don't know that war helps this, you know what I mean?
I don't
at
think
all.
It will either.
And so, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, obviously the wealthy are going to put their money towards something that they feel like they can make money on. You know what I'm saying? And if war is, or even, but see, we already have this money circulating for war. You know what I mean? It's going to different areas. We're not used to sending it to Ukraine. We're used to sending it here and having people building shit for us. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just a different era of how we actually use the money that we have designated for war, if you will.
Flex, thank you, Danielson, for that super chat. Says Kamala ain't controlling shit. We know who's really in charge.
Yeah.
And I like
Do
Flex.
We? Who's in charge?
Hall says Gay-bama.
Gay-bama?
Flex, bumhole Obama.
Yeah, and then Flex that says down here, he says, if we go to war, I'm getting back on the volcano and I'm going to use my smoke screen.
Mm. Oh, hell yeah. I mean, you might as well.
Yeah.
Dude, we have a greenhouse now and I actually want to try to grow some weed.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why not,
Let's fucking get that shit growing.
Well, I think you can up there, right? You can. You have two or three plants you can do, I think,
it's,
to yourself.
It's some quantity.
Yeah, you know, I worry about the kids. You know, I don't want them to smell anything and go like, what's the funky smelling one? It smells like a skunk.
Well, they're going to find out eventually.
Don't worry about that.
You just say, it's a fucking plant, kid. Like, it stinks. What are you talking about?
You ever roll a leaf from a plant in your fingers? It doesn't smell good.
Yeah, they just smell dirty. You know what I mean? you just sound,
I don't know.
Dad farted, kids. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
It's, I might find like a really, really smelly plant and just put it in there.
There you go.
So it covers it up.
There you go. To seclude that one off in the corner with a little, tarp or something.
Yeah, I'll put it up on the top shelf.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I've been so busy that I've lost focus on some of the stuff in the past couple of days. But I don't know. I see this stuff this morning when I was going to work. I was watching some shows on it, and I'm like, you know, I feel like it's an excitement thing. You know, it's in the news. People are talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't really know if it's significant yet. I think everything's significant in the
today
moment.
Today, for sure, was significant. It was the biggest drop.
Yeah,
Well, from what I've seen, Greg said that there was one this big back in like the early 1900s.
Early
1900s,
yeah.
But
1917.
Like, they're saying like almost ever, this is the biggest drop we've ever had.
Sure.
And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
But it sure doesn't feel crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just
it's just like how COVID started. Like it didn't feel crazy until it fucking was. You know what I mean? You go to the store, you can't buy toilet paper like lines are fucking out the fucking door. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry for cussing so much. But I'm just saying when you go to I just went to Winco today, for example. Yeah. It's the first Monday of the month, so it might have been like EBT check day.
Oh yeah, dude.
It was
sure.
fucking crazy, dude.
For sure.
Yeah. It was crazy. People were buying water. I was just seeing what people were buying. I'm like, what are people buying here? They were just loading up on meat. So I was like, it could be EBT Monday.
It's
I don't
absolutely
know.
Like first of the month, man. It's
right?
The first
That's
of
what
the
I was
month.
Like,
yeah.
But if I just go like next week or sometime just randomly and I see super long lines, they're buying toilet paper, like essentials, then I'm going to be like, okay, this is round two. Here we go.
Yeah. Honestly, the last couple of days could be an anomaly. It could be just from the, like you said, the Iran, the fucking war shit going on. But this week, if it continues, I'm not saying 1,000 fucking points a day, but if it continues to go down,
no, there's a problem.
Then yeah, we got a fucking issue going on. Yeah. And the Biden administration is trying to fucking cover it up, and they're lying about it.
Possibly.
Well, dude, I feel like we're already in a recession, and I just bookmarked a video to kind of prove it, dude. I mean, okay. All you got to do is play this video, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, play this, and you'll be like, whoa, we are in a freaking recession. Look at that. What is that? You don't have to play the audio, but what kind of car is that, Dave?
Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
Or Domino's Delivery. Domino's Delivery Driver.
That might be a Ferrari.
See? Like, just to make buy, he's got to deliver Domino's.
He's got to make that. You got to make that car payment, bro.
A Lambo delivering Domino's,
you guys,
bro?
Look at it that way. I'm like, man, this guy's got some hustle, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's like, shit, I'm making millions right now, but I'm bored. I'm going to go fucking deliver pizza, man.
Only with this driver does Domino's say if you get in 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, I'm assuming he can't afford that car.
I'm trying to see is that a Ferrari or
what?
I can't tell. It looks like a Lamborghini, but it also has the badge of a Ferrari on there.
They don't really show.
Right there. Wait, right?
I think it's a Lambo. It says it right there. Usually the Ferraris would have that yellow badge.
Yeah, that's true. Ferraris would have the red.
So, recession confirmed.
Yeah.
Right? A Lambo delivering Domino's. Okay? Come on. What are we doing here?
That's a cool car.
Yeah.
The Lambo? Don't those have, like, the suicide doors? Or do those have the...
Lambo doors, bro. They lift up.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah
those are pretty
little
sick.
Little wings.
I love it, dude. Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty sick. Truth be told, it's probably some kid who found that fucking sign or stole it from his buddy and is just trying to, like, I mean, who wouldn't?
It's probably a rental, honestly.
No, I'm saying he's riding around, he puts that shit on his window, and who doesn't film that shit? Like, look at this fucking Lamborghini.
Oh,
with the fucking,
yeah, like,
it's, yeah, a, yeah, like that. That would not shock me one iota, dude. You know what I mean? Like, that is, if you saw that driving, you would take a picture, and it would be all,
oh yeah, every single person that fucking, well, do you think he was actually, do you think it was just he did it for fun, or do you think it's actually he's delivering pizzas?
I have no idea.
Because that, you'd go viral for that too.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you were just a delivery driver and you just rented a fucking Lambo for the night and delivered your pizzas.
Dude, and he could just be one of those guys that sold a company and is just worth millions, and he's just sitting at home and he's like, I have so much money. I'm just going to deliver pizza because I've always wanted to, but I never want to get paid $10 an hour. You know what I mean? But I'm just going to go out and do this shit.
Yeah,
and, you know, people
true.
Are going to love me because I'm cruising around this shit and I don't have to do this. What the fuck you do?
You know
to the
what
boss?
I would do?
Be like, bro, I have a Lambo. Like, you want to, you get it, Matt, I'll quit. I mean, it's no big deal. You literally just, like, you own. You know what I mean? He probably owns it. Fuck, he probably owns the fucking.
Maybe.
He probably owns every chain.
Like, he's just bored, so he's delivering pizza.
Oh, you think he's the owner of the Domino's
chain?
He's just
like, fuck, man, we got two people quit. I'm fucking.
It's like, he's like, fuck. Someone's got
to
deliver the pizza.
He's undercover boss, but he couldn't not drive the Lambo.
What a way to not get a tip, though. Because if that guy pulled up to my door, I'm like, bro, you don't need this $3. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, you ain't getting shit, bro. You're good. I think you're good.
Yeah, that's true.
But why not, like, kill two birds with one stone and use an ice cream truck to deliver the Domino's? Because then you can do the... down the street, sell some ice cream cones, deliver the pizza.
That's true.
Banga says, back in 2004, I made good money delivering pizza. You can make good money delivering pizza.
Yeah, if you do enough deliveries and you get decent tips, you probably get good money.
Dude, I'm telling you,
especially,
man,
if you're delivering to a lot of drunk people.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah. Big house parties.
At my work, we have our porters, you know, they're the cleanup gurus, but they do the carryouts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And our job, we accept tips. You know what I'm saying? We can accept tips from customers. And I'm telling you, it's not always great. You know what I'm saying? There's days that aren't, but I'm telling you that it's not uncommon to have one of these customers drop you a $20 bill. And I'm just saying, like, if you're just, you know, you do one or two of those an hour, like, you're not making bad money. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You're not making bad money. It's the tips are a thing, man. Especially if you don't ask for it. I feel like that's the thing that we got fucked with. This is modern shit. Everywhere you go that you put your card in, it says tip. We went to Jimmy John's. That's just one example, but most of them do this.
Shitty sandwich.
It was so good. We actually talked about you. We were sitting there. We're like, Chris is a dumbass. This is so good. This is so good. And it's just, you know what it is?
Each bite. Chris is dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
Cause he's like, the bread's hard. It's good. It's good. But I'll tell you this. It's like the fucking sour cream, man. I just think he haven't done it for a long time.
I know.
And now he eats sour cream
all
the time.
I'm such a fucking hypocrite. I am a hypocrite sometimes.
Yeah. He loves sour cream now. And
like,
you're like,
I had a feud with Taco Time for the last 25 years. because I got a chicken quesadilla.
Yeah.
And I was expecting like a normal thing like I would get from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But that's not what they give you. They give you like you have like the tomatoes and like the sour cream and all that shit on it. And I was like, "What?" And obviously I'm like 20 something then. And I'm like, "What the fuck is this?" And I didn't eat it and I left and I didn't go back to Taco Time to this day.
To this day. Yeah.
So that's but now I put sour cream on my tacos and shit.
So. And he loves it. Long story short, we went and paid. And I served, you know, they served us our food. We ordered it. They gave it to us. You know, I put the card in. And it was like, whatever. It was all of our family. It was like $50, whatever it was. Yeah. $55. And then it says tip. And I was just looking at it. I'm like, well, how do we get out of this shit? You know, so I put custom. Zero. You know what I mean?
And I pulled a Chris.
No, yeah, because listen, hey, if I'm ordering from you and you're just doing the normal thing, I'm not tipping you.
Yeah, like, you're just doing your job.
Now, I'll tip the delivery. Like when I'm at work, on weekends, I can't leave my job. I'm the only manager on duty, so I can't leave to go get food or something. So if I have to have an Uber or something, get me food, I tip them. I'm like, you're picking my food up and you're driving it to me and you're walking it in my store. I'm going to tip you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and you didn't make a mess of my shit.
No. I'm tipping you because you're doing extra for me to get my food. But the dude that's just like, what would you like with your food? They've done that for 50 fucking years or 70 years. And no one just tipped them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was not a thing.
Coffee baristas are the worst.
They're the worst. They're
like, oh, yeah. That is great. What are you guys doing today? Huh? Oh, going to the beach? That sounds fun. Yeah. Here's the sign. Just press the tip button.
What's cool is the Starbucks here. The guy's super cool. My kids love him. He's just a really nice guy. He's always at the Starbucks over here. The one that you go to, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Very friendly. And he always, like, when he puts that, he's like, hey, you don't need a tip. He always says that. You don't need a tip. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool, man, thanks. And I don't. You know, but there are times when I do. But I'm just saying, people, it is also, you have to understand that for the people that are doing it, I don't think a lot of them love the idea that they're forcing tips either.
No.
Like, it's better if you're just really good and people just like you. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to give this guy $2. He's fucking super nice,
I don't want to like you. How about you don't forcefully talk to me and you just give me what I'm ordering and then I just go, we both go about our days.
Yeah, no, I get you. But like, I feel like if with this one, there's this one guy and he's really good. He does the coffee really well. You know what I'm saying? Like the kids love him. He's always very friendly. He's gave us free food and shit. He's like, you guys want a lemon bar? We got an extra. And like, you know, multiple times this has happened. So like,
so he was kind of
being, no, but he's never
building. He's,
but my point is he's always friendly. He's always super cool. And like, yeah, we tip him on occasions. You know what I'm saying? We're like, he's a nice guy. Just give him a couple bucks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like the whole, like you're doing the normal, like you're not serving me food. You're just taking my order and handing it to me. Like after I get that bag, you have nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
So you're not bringing me fresh drinks. You're not fucking, hey, I need an extra fucking ranch sauce. You're not bringing me shit. I'm not tipping your ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah, anytime we fucking have to, like, I get my card and you have to, like, fill out the fucking receipt or whatever, I just slide that over to my wife.
Mm.
And I just say, do what you do because you know what I'm going to do.
Yep.
I don't even spill it out anymore. I put my signature and then I say, you do the other part.
You do the other part. You do the math. M-A-F.
Like, the tip part?
Yeah, if she wants to leave it, because she leaves tips. She's a tipper.
Who, your wife?
Yeah.
Well, I tip at every restaurant.
I don't.
I tip at every restaurant.
Anderson, thanks so much for that super chat. I tip my favorite podcast, he
says.
Oh, thanks, dude.
You don't tip a restaurant?
No, not always.
If they fuck my shit up, I won't tip them, but I tip every time, dude.
If I
20%.
If I...
20%.
If I go to a restaurant and I have to if I have to ask you, hey, can I get a refill? Or if I have to like wait and like catch you as you're walking past me, I don't want to tip you.
Mm.
Because you're not doing that. Yeah, you brought me the food. And
I can picture now the lady has a whole tray of food for the customer next to him. And Chris is like, bitch. Fucking walk right by me. Didn't even ask.
But like, if I'm sitting in a restaurant and you're like, I'm in your zone of serving, and you're not coming by going, hey, how's everything? You guys need some more drinks?
I haven't had that happen. Like, I mean, there's been occasions where we've had bad service, no doubt, and we don't tip very. I mean, we don't tip at all, and that's very rare. most of the time it's really good, man. You know, like I don't have any issues. They service. I get my drinks all the time.
Dude, that would be an interesting conversation. Like, talk about the times where you felt like you shouldn't tip and you never did.
Yeah.
Like those, the worst service that you've ever had. That'd be a good, but like, even, phone call.
You know, we ate at this restaurant, for an example. We ate at this place in Galveston, and it's a place that we've been to multiple times, and it's really good. But they fucked the order up. They fucked Jill's order up really bad. And so, like, what they did was they brought our food out, and she didn't get her food. And I'm like, okay, they're bringing it out. You know, like, maybe they... But then it was, like, a couple minutes, and I was like, the fuck's our food? You know what I mean? So I... Excuse me, like, hey, we have a, you know, her food, whatever it was, you know, it's not, and they're like, oh my God. And so they come back and they're like, I don't know what happened. It got lost in the mix. And I'm like,
it's on the same ticket.
So then I'm like, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. But then, then they come back and they said, hey, we, you know, we got her dinner free and we also didn't pay for your dinner. So you're just paying for the kids. I'm like, yeah, that's acceptable. I'm cool with that, man. Like you made it up. I'm cool with it. Now I'll tip you. You're fine. You know what I'm saying? Because you gave me a free dinner. You gave her a free dinner. We paid, what, $7 a piece for the kids' food. I'm like, I'm cool.
Yeah, they went the extra mile, dude.
I'm cool with that. I'll tip you. I have no issues. But it's when they fuck up or they fuck your shit up and then, like, they're just like they're disgusted that you brought it up.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's shitty.
Yep.
Not you don't deserve it. Yeah, you're like a thorn in their side.
But that's normal. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think most people would tip in that situation. Even, like, good tippers. I don't think they're going to tip in a situation where somebody's rude. You know, or like not serving, but like just good service. Yeah, I mean, if it's just decent, I'll give a, you know, whatever, 10% or something.
I also hate the places that like make you tip automatically, and you don't even get a choice.
That's if you, like, you're in a party of 10 or more. I think.
Who does that?
No, I've been to places where like there's an automatic gratuity on the receipt.
Oh. Okay. It's usually like what, 6%?
Where is that?
I don't know. It's been a little while, but I've seen it. I've seen
very
it
low.
Several very times low. Where you like pay and then you're like, oh, they automatically took more money.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that too.
Have you?
Usually that's
it's like pretty
bullshit.
Low and then you have to add more. You know what I mean? Like, but it's, you know. It's still stupid.
I'm with Chris, though, because, listen, I get it, because you would just say, okay, that's 6%. I'm only going to tip another, you know, because the average is between 18 and 20%. And so I would say, okay, I'm only going to give you an additional whatever, right? But the problem with it is if it's terrible service.
Yeah, and they take your money
and they take your money.
Now I'm even more pissed.
Yeah.
Like, if you had shitty service and, like, you forgot meals or you forgot shit and I had to be, like, had to call some random person over because I needed more stuff or needed something and my server's not anywhere around, and then you automatically take fucking money from me?
Yeah, that's when Zero Star Chris comes out. He gets on Yelp and he's like, he's like, this
these
fucking
motherfuckers
bitch
took all my French fries.
God damn it.
Dude, you know what we need to do? We need to create a list, like a checkbox, like a checklist of, if you want 20%, you got to check all these boxes all the way down the list.
Dude, you know I'll tell you this, though. We had some food there. That was pretty goddamn good. We went out and drinking.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Saturday night, we had no kids. We went out with the wives. We went bar hopping.
Yep.
And it was quite good. But our food, those are some of the best fries I think I've ever had.
Those
fries
were fucking good.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
Like, we weren't even like, that was the first place we went. So it's not like we had a few drinks and we're like, oh my God, these fries are so good.
No, it was
so good. It was the first
good.
Place. So we hadn't even had one drink yet. Oh. And the fries were fucking amazing.
It was so good.
Like the beer battered fries?
No,
I don't know what they were. They were like almost like a thick, you know, slice. Like the Frito scoops?
Yeah.
Like the scoop chips? That's what shape they were.
And they were like not, they were not like super thick, but they weren't thin.
Yeah.
And like they were just cooked to perfection, bro. They I literally fucking told Chris, I was like, I'd literally order just a basket of this. I'm not one of those guys that just gets a basket of fries, but like their fries were so fucking
they were
good,
fucking
bro.
Good.
And the drinks were good. I got the first drink I had Long Island. I was like, I'm going in hard.
Yep. Dude, that's your first choice.
But I didn't drink hammered. I'm DDing, bro, kind of. You know what I mean? So like we stopped and Chris kept forcing me. He was peer pressure, and I gotta be honest with you. You were like,
I had to drink.
You were the DD and you got a Long Island.
Well, first, I know that sounds stupid, but hear me out. We had, there was about four bars all downtown, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we parked and we went and we're like, we're going to go eat. And I was like, I'm going to get my stiff drink right now. So I got the Long Island, a very, very good Long Island. And then we just walked to multiple bars, you know what I'm saying?
I had
another cider kind of thing. I had a beer. And then I just drank some Coke and some water and shit. And, you know, I have a beer and then I drink another Coke. Like, I pretty much tapered off. So I started good. And then, but it was fun, man.
I had to drink a whole beer of Dave's at one bar.
I bought a second. Oh, no. I bought a second beer and I was like, I think that was a bad decision because I don't drink much. And so the long line's kicking in. I had one of those mimosa ciders, which was really good.
They were really good.
And it was, you know, it was a good glass.
It's funny. Like, we go up to the bar and like, it was this place where they had like a DJ playing. So they were trying to like bring the young crowd in, and we're like, this place is crazy loud in here.
It was fun though.
Did you guys
wear your Wranglers?
No.
Oh shit, dude, you missed an opportunity.
I'll tell you this. There was a kid there. It was the 21st birthday. I wish I knew his name. It was 21st birthday, and he looked 50.
He looked 50 years old.
Like he looked. Wow. Chris said it best. It looked like he had been. What was you saying? He was ranching like.
He looked like a guy that had been working avocado farm for 30 years.
Yeah, bro. From behind, he looked like Kay. You know what I mean? Like your stepdad. Like you just think of like darker skin, fluffy kind of hair. But he had this button up shirt. He didn't dress like Kay, but he had.
Was he half Japanese?
No, he wasn't. But
he was full Mexican.
I'm saying you know what? Kay, I just remember, and I haven't seen Kay for a long time, but he has this hair. You know what I'm saying? I just remember his hair from behind.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that fluffier style.
Mm.
Yeah. And he had the hat on, and then he had the jeans with the light brown fucking belt on.
And the shirt tucked in.
And the shirt that was also denim colored.
And I asked the bartender, I said.
So he was dressed like a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I asked the bartender, I said, is it somebody's birthday? Because they said, like, happy birthday, so-and-so, 21st birthday. I was like, oh, and I looked over and I was like, that can't be him. He's 21.
You're like, which one is it?
And so I went to the bartender and, you know, I was yelling because it was loud. And I was like, hey, man, is that guy's birthday? Is it 21st? And he's like, oh, I don't know. But then he came back and he's like, it's his birthday. And I was like, get him a beer. So. You know, he was fucking shit face. He probably did not need that beer, but I bought him a beer, dude. You know, because you remember when it was our 21st? At least for me, like I went out and people were buying me beers. I thought it was cool. You know what I mean?
I don't remember going out for my 21st. I remember going out for my 30th.
You don't remember going out on your 21st birthday?
No.
Damn.
I mean, usually you take shots at the end of the night and then you just puke in your bed. That's what I did.
No,
I remember going out on my 30th though, and I like planned on getting real fucked up, and then I drank a lot, and there it was nothing. Like I had nothing, and I didn't even feel anything, and I was actually pissed off at the end of the night because I was like, I wasted a lot of money.
Because you were drinking Coors Light.
No, I was drinking fucking. I went to fucking what's that fucking Porky's.
Mm.
And I got there, I had like three of their Hawaiian hogs that they only allow you three. And I was taking shots and I was doing other, and I was just like, I got nothing, man. What the hell's going on here?
Wow.
Like you
do have Viking blood, don't you?
My alcohol metabolism was like on high alert that night or something.
Dude, the other thing that I fucking loved, I know you're not going to love this, Greg. I know you won't. But what I did love is we went to this Molly's pub. It was the last place we went, and it was like this dive looking place. And we're like, we're just going to go, you know, and just kind of have a chiller. It ended up being really cool. It was a cool ass place, very old, but it's a smoking bar. And we have those, multiple of those here. So like we don't have the same restrictions on smoke. Everybody can smoke like in most places. And so you go in and it smells like you walk in. It's like, I remember this from like fucking Cross Keys. And you're like, wow. Yeah. Cause it's been so long since you've been into a place and you're like,
It legit felt like if you walked into the Shamrock back in the day.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh yeah, bro.
It brought back like these weird memories that I had.
Yeah.
Dude, I would have brought in a joint and just lit it up right there.
You could. Maybe. I'm sure you could have. It was like a biker joint though. It was kind of fun though. It was cool. Yeah,
I'm kidding. Place. Isn't weed illegal in Texas?
Yeah. So it's a certain thing. Yeah. Certain things are. A lot of people do though. You know,
it's everywhere, dude.
Yeah. I smelled some, dude. We went to the mall and that whole place smelled like a joint, dude. And I was like, where are they getting this from? It was actually pissing me off. I'm like, where the fuck do you get this? Like, who has the collection? Because everybody smells like weed. And
they
apparently
a guy
legal.
That knows a guy that knows
that's
a guy.
What it is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying it's like it was 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to like backstreet this thing. Let's meet.
Well, shit, dudes. Good time.
Yes,
good time.
Show.
Hopefully we don't see that big old fucking crash, but at the same time, maybe that's beneficial to Trump. I don't know. As long as it doesn't fuck my pockets.
Yeah. I think it's coming. I think it's just a matter of when.
Don't come.
Yeah, I think it's going to fuck everybody's pockets. It's going to fuck everybody's pockets.
Yeah, no kidding. Good seeing you guys, man. Good seeing you guys.
Hell
so
yeah,
everybody, thanks for joining us, guys, and we'll have a show on Wednesday.
Yeah, see you later, guys.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.